The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, September 11th, 2017. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 168th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So this week's news stories included, for those Game of Thrones fans out there, the Inquisitor ran a piece on a Reddit reader who posits that one of the main characters will die next season. Big shocker. But they were using Shakespeare's characters as a guide. Now, I've read it. I'm not sure it really stands up to discussion, but hey, it's there. The Express Tribune out of Pakistan ran a piece on the upcoming Bollywood film The Hungry based on, wait for it, Titus Andronicus. The trailer is pretty damned, well, pretty. This could be interesting. The Den of Geek was one of many media outlets to cover the cancellation of the TV drama Will by TNT. I watched the first couple of episodes, but didn't finish it. I kind of get the feeling I wasn't the only one. The New York Times ran a great retrospective piece on Joe Papp and his penchant for reinventing Shakespeare, trying to keep it relevant. On a related note, the educational website TES ran a great piece on the need for schools to make Shakespeare physical, relevant, and experimental for students. Amen, brother. Amen. The journal Sentinel ran an interesting piece on the growing trend of women taking on central male roles in productions. It's a good read. The Daily Iowan ran a piece, the kind we see periodically, profiling an instance of the Shakespeare Behind Bars campaign, which allows inmates to learn about and put on Shakespeare's plays. WGN Radio did an audio preview of Chicago Shakespeare Theater's upcoming Taming of the Shrew. The Daily Beast reviewed As You Like It by Public Theater, which ended its run in New York City last week, calling the production a celebration of community, difference, and diversity. The Washington Post reviewed Julius Caesar by Cena Theater, running in Washington, D.C. through September 23rd, calling the stripped-down version more drive-by than in-depth. And finally, WCPO reviewed A Midsummer Night's Dream by Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, and saying that it would be hard to not have a good time at the show, which runs in Ohio through September 30th. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On September the 5th, 1990, Tom Stoppard's film of his absurdist play, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, premiered at the Venice Film Festival. The film starred Tim Roth as Guildenstern and Gary Oldman as Rosencrantz, with Richard Dreyfuss as the player king. While it won the Golden Lion at Venice, it was neither a critical nor commercial hit. On September the 6th, 1998, Akira Kurosawa died. The Japanese director made two of the best Shakespearean adaptations ever, Throne of Blood, A Samurai Macbeth from 1957 with Toshirô Mifune, and Ron, King Lear with three sons instead of daughters in 1985. On September the 7th, 1533, Queen Elizabeth I, the ruler during the majority of Shakespeare's life, was born to Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn. She began her rule on November 17th, 1558 at the age of 25, when she succeeded her half-sister Mary, Queen of Scots. On September the 8th, 1157, Richard I, Lionheart, was born at Oxford, England. King Richard was the brother of King John, as we mentioned last week. On September the 9th, 1513, James IV of Scotland died at the Battle of Flodden Fields in a defeat by English forces. Scotland had been allied to both England and France, but when Henry VIII invaded France, James sided with the French and in turn invaded England himself. His death at the Battle of Flodden Fields was the last time a monarch for any of the nations of Great Britain was killed in battle. On September the 10th, 1955, Siobhan Fahey was born. The British pop star was a founding member of Shakespeare's Sister. Sorry, it's the best I could do for today. And on September 11th, 1987, actor Lorne Greene died. Though best known for Bonanza in the first run of Battlestar Galactica, he played Othello in a very early television broadcast in 1953. And that was Eureka and Shakespeare. Been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending September 11th, 2017. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com, and we'll catch you next week. Shakespeare fans, need a poster to hang in your room? Teachers, need some nifty handouts for your students to peruse as you introduce them to the Bard? Or are you just in the mood for some printable versions of some of the cool infographics found on this website? Well, regardless of how you answered those questions, I've got a scratch for that itch, a solution for that problem. Check out the Bill Shakespeare Project page on the Teachers Pay Teachers website. You can find character maps for Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar previewing the characters and their relationships to one another. I've also got geographical maps so your students can wrap their heads around travels within the plays Troilus and Cressida. Yes, even TNC gets some love. All's Well That Ends Well as well. See what I did there? Plus Pericles and Othello. There's also handouts on the so-called history in Macbeth and Julius Caesar, time in Romeo and Juliet, and violence in Titus Andronicus. Also, you'll find entire packets of handouts for both King Lear and Macbeth, including scene-by-scene timelines and the interactions as well as relationships between the characters. And I'll be adding even more soon. Plus, this is where you can find the printable version of the new and improved periodic table of Shakespeare. Some of these are for free, and some are for purchase, but all can be found on the Bill Shakespeare Project page on teacherspayteachers.com. Oh, and if you want to purchase a pre-printed poster-sized version of that periodic table, well then head on over to the Bill Shakespeare Project page on redbubble.com. Links to both of these sites can be found in the left-hand margin of this website.